you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and it's my sincere pleasure to welcome one of our wonderful sponsors here at the Chosen Generation Radio program, Scott Coburn with Patriot Mobile. You can find them at patriotmobile.com. That's patriotmobile.com. And use /chosen. Go to our website. You'll find the banner there in our sponsor section as well. And you'll get a free activation. Or give them a call today, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. And use the code CHOSEN for a free activation. Scott, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Good morning, Pastor Greg. And thank you so much, really, for this opportunity.
But here and talk about Patriot Mobile, and I just love everything that you guys are doing and your heart for the kingdom. So always good to spend a little time with you, my friend.
Thank you. I greatly appreciate that. Well, let's begin with that for my audience that may not be completely familiar with Patriot Mobile and who you guys are and what you do. Let's kind of start with that story for a minute.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, we position ourselves as America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. So while technically, yes, we are a wireless provider, we do have, you know, broad nationwide coverage on 4G, 5G, LTE networks, all 50 states. We have a great selection of smartphones and mobile devices, great U.S.-based customer support. So we check all the boxes, so to speak, that we are a wireless provider. But that's not really what we do. So in reality, Patriot Mobile is a cause-based business that is funded through the wireless services that we provide our customers. So really our mission, plain and simple, is to defend our God-given constitutional rights and freedoms, full stop. That's really what we're about.
Talk to me about how Patriot Mobile goes about doing that. How do you take that mission statement and make it a reality?
Great question. So right off the top, what we do is we take 3% of our gross revenues. So every dollar that comes through a paid customer bill, 3% of that goes to conservative Christian causes. And so, you know, it's no secret, you know, big mobile on the other side, where their dollars are going to the progressive movement. So, you know, we provide an opportunity for our customers to shift those dollars that are being, they already have phones, they already have a service. So just by shifting those dollars to Patriot Mobile, they are now defunding the progressive movement and allocating those dollars towards our conservative causes. That's one. So the second way we do it is we have about 87 employees today, and we're all activists ourselves. Okay. So we're not just putting our dollars into this deal. We are there with our partner organizations, boots on the ground. We march with them at their events. We participate in their causes. We really emotionally, with our time and energy, also come alongside of them. And there's many different ways we do that. But that, at the end of the day, that's important. We have to get behind. Our dollars are oftentimes not enough. We need to get involved, all of us, individually. And that's what we do.
Well, and talk about that. You and I were talking as we were kind of warming up in the green room about where you were and what you were doing this weekend, because that is an absolutely perfect example. And by the way, we met, or I should say Glenn and I met, at CPAC in Dallas, and you guys looked at what it is that I do here at Chosen Generation Radio. You saw, what our mission is and how it aligns with yours, both our mission on the radio, where we are, addressing this issue and calling this country and calling Christians back to God, because if we don't come back to God and get back to those foundations, that's the only thing that's going to save this nation. Doing so on TECN TV as well, so, and NTD, who TECN is now partnered with, and we cross promote one another, and then of course our mission in India, where we are saving souls, and so you know, I know firsthand from my experience in working with you guys that you you put your money where your mouth is. But this weekend you were in the midst of doing the same thing at an event that you were at. Talk about that if you would, please, Scott.
Absolutely. So we had the honor of one of our partners is Wall Builders. This is David Barton's organization, squarely focused on pro-family and defending our constitutional freedoms in that area. Mm-hmm. And they had 275 folks in from all over the country, 30 different states. These were all lawmakers that were in talking about how we can, just what you said, take America back, stand up individually within our states, within our communities, to protect our freedoms and take America back. And I particularly was interested in being involved in this because we've recently started our own PAC, and this is a grassroots led movement that we knew we had to push into. That's one more way that we can be more involved with our conservative causes that starts at the local level, right? It starts with school boards, taking back our school boards and all the critical race theory and things like that they're pushing on us. And then also, you know, moving up from there to the counties, and we know if we can start here local and push out, that's how we ultimately win. It's a lot tougher from the top down. So we're going all in on this grassroots effort. And Lee Wamsgon, a wonderful lady, we brought her in. She actually was responsible for starting the South Lake Family Pack. And Glenn and Jenny Story, who you know well, are board members on that pack. And that was instrumental in us being able to take back our school board from all of the critical race theory and other agenda that they were pushing. And that's just, we've kind of created a blueprint from that now we're sharing out with these other lawmakers and other communities and states all over the country, and how we can defeat this. And it's been a wonderful step in that direction from the grassroots level. That's just one example. With Saturday night, we were actually with Folds of Honor, another one of our causes that we support with military and first responders. Wonderful organization. We actually were sponsored an event, their big gala here at AT&T Stadium. There was over 1,000 people there, and they were able to raise more than $1 million that goes towards families, Gold Star families, and children that have lost their father or their mother in battle. And now they're getting scholarships, and we raised over $1 million at that event alone. So it's incredible some of the things that are going on.
Well, and one of those is what you guys did. You mentioned South Lake, Texas, but the involvement relative to on the local level, because as you said, Glenn and his wife are a part of this board, because this is an area where they are directly engaged and involved in the community. And parents woke up there in the Carroll ISD and said, wait a minute, this stuff that you guys are doing, trying to get our kids to hate one another based on the color of skin, trying to take away whether you're red, brown, yellow, black, or white. The kids that work the hardest are the kids that earn their way up in any system, and it should be that way. It should be an equal and level playing field that gives each child the ability to excel and succeed, predicated on their own individual work and their individual efforts. And that's reading, writing, and arithmetic are a big part of that as well. And the Carroll ISD was working against that, moving in an entirely different direction. And parents stepped up, and you guys were there to help support that.
Amen. Exactly. And so we like to say around here, you know, they poked Mama Bear, right? You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on. But when you start messing with our kids, you know, look out. So, you saw that in Virginia a couple weeks ago, right? I mean, yes. it's happening. I mean, it's starting at the school boards, and concerned parents are stepping up and saying, you know what, we've got to be more involved. We have to start here in our school boards and take this back for our kids and the next generation. That's how we're going to win this thing, and it's becoming more and more clear each day.
It is really, you know, and then the next piece to this puzzle, as I've shared here, folks, with you, and this is a part of this, is, you know, people say, well, how can I, you know, get involved? You can get involved, obviously. I mean, you look at the Andy or Andrew Yeager, who mm-hmm. stepped up and ran for the very first time and won a seat on the Carroll ISD school board, and congratulations to Andrew, and great job. But, you know, there are people who say, man, yeah, I don't know. I've got, it's between wife and work and kids and all the different things that I've got going on, and that's okay. I mean, not everybody can run for office. Not everybody can do what we're doing here and get on the radio or, you know, what have you. But what you can do is begin to change the volition of the money that you spend so that you spend it with organizations that align with your ideas. And that's what we ask you to do here with Patriot Mobile, is to make that shift, make that change, and move your cell phone service over to Patriot Mobile. And you can do it at patriotmobile.com/chosen. We'll get you a free activation, or call them today. There's operators standing by. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Give them a call today and make that change and support the causes that mean something to you by changing who you give your money to. Everybody has a cell phone. And you can, with just that simple decision, make a huge impact on the things that Scott's been talking about. We'll be back with more with Scott Coburn and Patriot Mobile coming up right after this brief break. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com. That's chosengenerationradio.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code PASTORGREG for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a layman here to remind you that faith sharing is a barometer for your spiritual health. There's a lot of talk these days about empowerment. It's the buzzword of our culture. But did you know if you're a Christian, you are empowered? God has commissioned you, empowered you to bring the good news of the gospel to everyone you meet. In a nutshell, here it is. It's called the Great Commission from Matthew 28:16. Jesus said it because some doubted his authority. So he left no doubt in their mind. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Wow, talk about empowerment. You have what the world is desperate for, and you keep that just for yourself? Most people don't know God loves them because Christians have stopped telling them. And how are they going to know unless we do? Unless you do. Get help sharing your faith at IgniteAmerica.com.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And folks, it is my sincere pleasure to have with me Scott Coburn. and he is the director, the vice president of marketing. Is that a right title? Help me with that, brother.
Close enough. I'm the chief marketing officer, but marketing is my gig. You got it.
Yeah. And so, again, we've been talking, folks, about, you know, making a difference, about how we can make a difference and how we can make a difference with purchasing decisions that we make as well. The other thing, obviously, you know, that is a big deal, and certainly, you know, when we talk about cell phones and communication and things of that nature, is the assault and the attack on our free speech and our ability to speak freely. Scott, can
you this movement, and we all individually have to ask, what can we do more?
Well, it is critically important, obviously, that we are, you know, doing our part, doing the very best that we can, and doing our part to advance this. And we have a country that, you know, I believe is very much, you know, worth fighting for, right? I mean, our nation, the United States of America, is a country that is 100%. You know, worth going to the mat for, and I'm just really glad that you know, that you guys are in the fight and continue to battle this battle on behalf of a nation that you know, that needs patriots to step up. And you know, for those of you that are out there that are listening, you know, if you are a you know, a business person. Look, you know, Free Enterprise Project, for example, a National Center for Public Policy, tries to help and encourage corporations and businesses to not fall for, you know, the wokeness crowd thing. You know, you don't have to. You can stand up for your values with your business. Patriot Mobile is a perfect example of that. And again, I would encourage you to get logged in and get signed up with them. You can go to patriotmobile.com/chosen for a free activation. That's patriotmobile.com/chosen for a free activation, or give them a call today. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, and use the code CHOSEN for a free activation. And like Scott was sharing in his testimony, it's like, look, you know, I believe that God's calling all of us, Scott, to get more engaged and to get more involved.
That's right. And I'm glad you mentioned the business, the plans as well, because that's an area that in the past we haven't really focused on. And now we are, we do have business plans for all shapes and sizes of businesses, from 5 lines to 300 lines. We have plans for that are very, competitive, when you compare them with the other carriers. And we have a variety of consumer plans as well, all the way down to $25 a month, all the way up to the maximum unlimited data plan. We've got something to fit everyone. We also have multi-line discounts. We offer discounts for our veterans and first responders and our teachers. So, yeah, just please come check us out.
Again, patriotmobile.com, and you can put the code CHOSEN in, and you'll get a free activation. Or you can also reach out to them by phone by calling them at 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. And by the way, you can hear how crystal clear the signal is, because that's how Glenn and I are talking on the Patriot Mobile Network. So you can, great little advertisement, right? That is exactly how crystal clear the broadcast is when you're listening and so on. It is just that clear. Final minute and 20 seconds or so. What is the biggest message right now, just as you think about it, that you want folks to take away from our conversation today, Scott?
Yeah, you know, when you boil it all down, it really is, if you think about it, we all have a cell phone. I mean, it's umbilically attached to most of us, right? I mean,
yeah.
We have a cell phone. And so if you're looking for ways, easy ways, that you can make your dollars count more towards Christian and conservative causes, This is one way. We're basically selling you water in a different bottle. It's a service. It's something everybody needs. And it's just an easy way to get involved and support other like-minded folks that believe the same things that you believe. And I think that's important that we band together if we want to save this country. And that's it in a nutshell.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. All right, folks, reach out to them today. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. That's PatriotMobile.com/chosen. I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up on the other side of this break. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back. Hour number two is coming up straight ahead. Hour two follows right after this.
Joseph Wood was an adult, fully grown, before he found out he was a foundling.
Foundling? What is that? You were found. You were abandoned. Man, what could have been so bad that I was left out in the streets?
We'll hear about God's plan for a little baby who had been abandoned by his mother this week on Family Life Today with Dave and Ann Wilson.